Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Mind Your Business. Now, the air transport industry, it's obviously one of the first hit by the pandemic, the worst hit maybe. Air travel remains critical to economic recovery worldwide. Now, nearly 18 months on from the emergence of COVID-19, global air transport remains around 50% of pre-pandemic volumes. The industry now sits at a bit of a crossroads. I mean, you've got the urgent need to transform operations at scale and boost passenger confidence, but you also have the added pressure of reduced revenues. So low-touch biometric solutions, you know, things like digital health passports, decentralized digital identity management, travel bubbles, all of these, they have a part to play. But there are significant operational challenges that have to be overcome. Privacy concerns around health data, vaccination status, PCR test fraud, collaboration between governments, airlines, border agencies, airports, all these crucial hurdles that have to be overcome. So what can the aviation sector do to quicken this digitalization adoption journey in that sense? Well, on the line to help me out with those questions, Sumesh Patel, who is SITA President Asia Pacific. Sumesh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sumesh, Singapore looks set to start to talk about reopening borders for vaccinated persons to travel without having to serve this 14-day stay-home notice when they return back to Singapore. And this conversation could happen sometime in September, as indicated in a recent parliament sitting. Could you give us your take on this? I mean, what's it going to take to make sure that this can happen?
So thanks. Firstly, you know, those who don't know us, SITA, we are an integral part of the air transport industry. We are fully owned by and dedicated to the airlines and airports around the world. And we serve around 1,000 airports globally and work with almost about 70 governments. So as you rightly said, you know, governments are trying to strike the right balance between people's safety and livelihood. And certainly this requires several changes in how passengers are processed and authorized to travel, allowing more open passenger movement, but with the strong checks in place. So, you know, as you rightly said, you know, Singapore is doing really a very good and a controlled opening. And we are hearing that, you know, in September, things would get even better. And recently, Singapore did announce that if you're arriving from the Magic 8 countries, you don't need to quarantine at the hotel. You can choose to quarantine at your place starting from 20th of August. So that's really good. But the key is that how do we validate that, you know, the health certificates or vaccination certificate or the PCR tests are true? Because recently there was an article in Guardian in London which said that, you know, the fake certificate industry is growing and there are almost about 1,200 vendors globally to provide that kind of service. But now, you know, we are working very closely with the government, airlines, and airports where, you know, we can get industry-wide certification process for health passes and certificates. And basically that allows a single platform for several health schemes to work together. And that can help digitally validating the PCR certificate and the vaccination certificates.
It's one thing to look at, you know, technology as a bit of the answer in that sense. And I feel very happy and fortunate that I'm fully vaccinated myself. But when you look at the strategy that's being employed worldwide or deployed worldwide, it's very uneven. Take the UK, for example. It's totally, you know, Independence Freedom Day in that sense. Is it too early to have this conversation? Is it too early to make this decision, in your opinion?
So, you know, now it's quite real. So we see, you know, a lot of industry players like IATA, AOK Pass, they are all working towards making this as a standard solution.
Okay.
And what is required is that, you know, someone who's a neutral player like us to bring all of these together. So, you know, every country would have their own process. Every, you know, airline or airport would need their own system. So, you know, if we can try to bring this together, I'll give you a simple example, right? So in 1980s, when we started applying the common use technology for all the airports, so for example, now today, if you go to Changi, you have every airline, and any airline can check in from any counter.
Okay.
So you needed a common platform for every airline to use the same thing. And I think health is exactly the same thing. If there are multiple systems which are in place, if we have a common system which can help to validate that and a common platform integrating all these various health passes and certification schemes, then it's the right thing. And we are currently trying to do that as we did in 1980s for the common check-in.
Should we look at this even broader then? I mean, I know right now the issue is to try and ensure that there is this standardization where travel passes are concerned, because obviously the travel pass will state whether you're vaccinated or not. But this week here in Singapore, we've begun dining out. You can dine out in groups of five if you're fully vaccinated. But questions have been raised. You know, people can screenshot someone else's vaccination status and try and pass that off. What if we standardize this completely, everywhere, restaurants, travel, schools? Would that make things easier?
No, certainly it can, and you've got a really good point. So, for example, today, you know, when you said that we work with 70 airports, we all 70 governments globally, wherein we already provide the data for advanced passenger information system, right? So basically, that data looks at the blacklist, those whom those countries doesn't want them to come into their country. And now with the health pass, we are just adding that. So to give you an example, we did that with the Australian government, where we added health as one of the additional checkpoints into their current system. So certainly, you know, in coming years, or I would say in months, I would say in today's technology world, that will certainly come as becoming a reality soon.
IATA talked about how they want to use data-driven means to open up borders. What exactly do they mean by that?
So basically, if you look at IATA, right, so when IATA said that today the average processing time for a passenger at the airport is about 1.5 hours, that was before COVID hit us. Now, when the COVID hit us today, with the current passenger load, it's almost about 5.5 hours. And it's likely to go up to almost 8 hours in terms of the passenger processing when we hit 2019 level of passengers. So clearly, this is worrying most of the airports, and also for us as a passenger. If we have to spend an average 8 hours at the airport just going through all the checks, it's really, really difficult. And that's where the data-driven approach comes in place. And I would say there are two technologies which are really key. One is, you know, using your mobile. So basically, mobile as your remote control, and trying to do most what you do at the airport, try to do that even before you arrive to the terminal. And also, for example, at the terminal when you arrive, you just use your mobile rather than touching the kiosk. And second, I would say biometrics. So, at CETA, we say your face is your boarding pass.
Yeah.
So everything you do is, you know, kind of have a walkthrough experience from right the time you enter the airport till you board the aircraft.
Yeah, that'll help a lot for sure. But I mean, at CETA, is it difficult, or have you guys found it difficult to convince governments to go digital in that sense and adopt newer technologies?
I would say, you know, it's COVID has in fact helped to accelerate this. So I wouldn't say that, you know, it's only started when the COVID hit us. It already had started even before the COVID. But what has happened is that just because of COVID, these digitalization and implementation of new technology is just accelerating. So, you know, for example, in Beijing Airport, which was supposed to be the second largest in terms of the passenger numbers, we implemented the system starting from right from where you check in all the way to the gate, including immigration. So all the six checkpoints, you can have a walkthrough experience. Mm-hmm. And you know, most of the airport, even at Changi, you know, when you look at your first touch point, which is a kiosk, and all the way right to your board, you have a biometric system in place. So we have worked with Changi to implement those, you know, kiosks down at the Changi airport.
Is it a bit of a load on the airport, though? Or rather, I think to rephrase my question, I mean, what kind of balance do we need to look at here? In post 9/11, the emphasis was a lot on security, and we see those standards, you know, constantly being upgraded and implemented at airports. And now it's about safety as well from the health perspective. where training is concerned, I mean, in your experience, how much emphasis needs to be placed in to ensure that both of these standards are kept at a high level? Because, you know, sometimes you get complacent.
You're absolutely right. Because, you know, post 9/11, you know, we didn't have so much on security, and security was the focus. And now after COVID, health is the focus. So clearly, you know, the only answer to the question is to go digitization, because there are human errors, right? So if you have to physically check every certificate, you know, vaccine certificate or a PCR test certificate manually, you can just imagine that they're going to be firstly a human error, and second, the number of hours it will take for, you know, one aircraft of, say, 200 passengers to load, it can be up to 6 to 8 hours. And that is where the digitization will help. And again, it's just a matter of time. It's not that, you know, it's going to happen or no. It will, and it is just going to be way quickly across the globe.
But it could be like different standards of adoption across the globe. For example, you know, while we're having this conversation, I just thought about a wedding trip I went to in Salatiga in Indonesia. That airport had nothing. I mean, the likelihood of them adopting technology, should this be a world effort to ensure that it's standardized in that sense?
So again, you know, as you said, it will standardize, but the adoption might differ. So, okay, you know, maybe Singapore is going to be implementing now, and starting now, and certain other countries would take 3 months or 4 months. But
sure,
it's not a question of should I have it or not, but it's a question of how fast they will implement that. But obviously, as you already said, the adoption rate will differ from country to country.
Yeah, but once that happens, we'll get the assurance and can travel safely again. Sumesh Patel, who is SITA President Asia Pacific, on the line with me. Sumesh, I really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you, and you too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.